WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. New Hampshire's the battleground in the Republican primary, but the frontrunner, Donald Trump, has been dealing with politicians from South Carolina. Friday, he picked up the endorsement of Senator Tim Scott. He also continued his attacks on the former governor of the Palmetto State, Nikki Haley.
She is not presidential timber. Now, when I say that, that probably means that she's not going to be chosen as the vice president.
Trump will speak tonight. Haley is holding several campaign events today in New Hampshire. The Northeast, the Midwest, and deep into the South, all dealing with bone-chilling cold. The weather's been blamed for at least 55 deaths nationwide. President Biden told mayors he's ready for substantial changes to border policy, including the asylum process. That's something congressional Republicans are demanding in exchange for more aid to Ukraine and Israel. And actor Alec Baldwin indicted for a second time on an involuntary manslaughter charge in connection with a fatal movie set shooting. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A Jefferson man has died after a snowmobile crash that happened Thursday morning in Iowa County. The crash happened on Military Ridge State Trail along U.S. Highway 18 and 151 around 10:40 Thursday morning. Despite life-saving efforts, the 67-year-old operator of the snowmobile died at the scene. A preliminary investigation shows the man was heading east on the trail when he lost control of the snowmobile, crashed, and was thrown off. Tuscarawas County children are heading to juvenile court after authorities say they stole a vehicle. According to the Sauk County Sheriff's Department, a 12-year-old and a 16-year-old stole from unlocked vehicles and then stole a vehicle itself in North Freedom. The children were identified after they tried to enter someone's vehicle. When detectives searched a home, they found stolen items. Both children have been referred to juvenile courts, and additional referrals are anticipated in the ongoing investigation. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, a high near 12. Wind chills still about 10 to 20 below. For tonight, clear skies, 6 below and wind chills of 20 below. For Sunday, mostly sunny, a high near 18. Warmer Monday, mostly cloudy, a high near 33. Some rain and snow Tuesday and Tuesday night. A new place to live, stay, shop, or play. Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Right now, it's zero.
Tack it up, buddy, gonna shut you down. It happened on the strip where the road is wide. Two cool shorts standing side by side. Yeah, my fuel injected Stingray and a 413. Revving up their engines and it sounds real mean.
Tack it up, buddy, gonna shut you down.
Declining numbers at an even rate. At the count of one, we both accelerate.
Here we go. Superstar thought is whining out in low, but my fuel injector Stingray's really starting to go. To get the traction, I'm riding the clutch. My pressure plate's burning, that machine's too much.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s. 99.7 Max FM, Shut You Down. That's the Beach Boys. 5 minutes after 7 with Kevin Kellogg on this National DJ Day today. So I get to work so everybody else can enjoy the music. But I always enjoy playing your favorites from the 60s and 70s. If you want to get a song request in, all you have to do is give me a jingle or a text message, 608-355-9970. Coming up a little bit later on this hour, I'm going to talk with Elvis. Yes, Elvis. He's going to be appearing at the Legacy Dinner Theater coming up in Wisconsin Dells on Friday. And we'll talk with the man that portrays Elvis coming up later on in the hour here on 99.7 Max FM.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better.
Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, Shadow Dancing from Andy Gibb. 717, Aaron's back on the text line, 608-355-9970. For some Billy Preston this morning, and nothing from nothing leaves nothing. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. That's Billy Preston, 99.7 Max FM. That's going out for Aaron this morning off the text line at 608-355-9970. What's going on this weekend? Well, a couple of things, like Lake Redstone Fishery is going on in Laval from 8 until 3 today. Tomorrow, it's the Thunderbird Youth Hockey Open Skate at the Pierce Park Pavilion, and that'll be from 5 until 8 on Sunday. Sports coming up, a big Packer game tonight against San Francisco in the playoffs. We've got that on the way. Badger basketball, a big winner last night, and some high school basketball scores from around the area also on the way here on 99.7 Max FM. Saturday at the 60s and 70s, brought to you by Fox Hill Auto Body, your full-service collision and auto body repair specialists. They'll help you with the minor dents and the major structural issues, too. Since 1985, Fox Hill's been operating with getting those cars back on the road, helping area residents doing quality work at a fair price. Fox Hill will provide free estimates and guide you through the insurance claim process, too. Call them 356-9620. It's Fox Hill Auto Body, where our customers send their friends.
My toddler got into my cleaning supplies.
I might have taken too much medication.
Do I need to go to the hospital?
When poison happens, Poison Help is here. We're the free 24/7 hotline that answers your poison questions, with expert advice from local professionals, available at no charge in over 100 languages. Make the right call in a poison emergency. Call Poison Help, 1-800-222-1222, or visit poisonhelp.hrsa.gov.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year, we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See HFHWisconsinRiver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
Max FM Sports.
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports. Good morning, I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with football, where the Green Bay Packers go on the road to take on the San Francisco 49ers in the NFC Divisional round of the playoffs tonight. The Packers coming off their best performance of the year in the wild card victory over the Dallas Cowboys. Do they have another performance like that in them? Head coach Matt LaFleur.
We're going to need a better game for sure. Absolutely. I think you can always get better, right? That's our mindset. There's always something that you can improve upon. And so, you know, we're going against a great opponent and we're going to need to be at our best.
LaFleur knows how physical the matchup with the 49ers will be.
Obviously, we all watch the tape and you can see it. It shows on tape. Their play style definitely shows up. But, you know, I've been impressed with our group in terms of just we've had 20 games or whatever it's been now to get prepared for this moment. And I love the approach of the guys, and we're just going to have to go out there and play without any hesitation.
The Packers right now a 9.5-point dog. The Packers and the 49ers tonight kick off at 7:15. To men's college basketball, where 11th-ranked Wisconsin knocked off Indiana last night by the final count of 91-79. Max Klesman leading the way with 26 points for the Badgers. The Badgers up their mark to 14-4 on the year, next in action on Tuesday as they go on the road to Minnesota. On the schedule today, 17th-ranked Marquette goes on the road to take on St. John's. The Golden Eagles sitting at 12-5, while the Red Storm come in at 12-6, losers of two straight. Tip off this morning set for 11 a.m. In the Horizon League, Wisconsin Green Bay goes on the road to take on Northern Kentucky, the Phoenix riding a three-game winning streak. Wisconsin Milwaukee tonight goes on the road to take on Wright State. To the NBA, where the Milwaukee Bucks go on the road this afternoon to take on the Detroit Pistons. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
Some high school basketball from last night in boys action. The Badger Challenge at Oregon High School. It was DeForest defeating Reedsburg 66-63 and Watertown over Portage 56-46. In girls action last night, Reedsburg defeated Sauk Prairie 60-50. It was Lodi over Portage 55-30 and Wisconsin Dells defeating Nakusa 83-15.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, a high near 12. Wind chills still about 10 to 20 below. For tonight, clear skies, 6 below, and wind chills of 20 below. For Sunday, mostly sunny, a high near 18. Warmer Monday, mostly cloudy, a high near 33. Some rain and snow Tuesday and Tuesday night. A new place to live, stay, shop, or play. Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, one below zero.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, celebrating birthdays. Thursday, the 18th of January, Bobby Goldsboro celebrated his 83rd birthday with those little things that you do.
Little things that you do make me glad I'm in love with you. Little things that you say make me glad that I feel this way. The way you smile, the way you hold my hand, and when I'm down, you always understand. You know I love those little things in my ear that you say when there's no one here. Little things that you do let me know that your love is true. When we walk, you like to hold my hand, and when we talk, you tell me I'm your man. You know I love those little things that I hear, the little things you whisper in my ear. I know there ain't nobody else like you, no one could do the little things you do. Make me glad I'm in love with you. Little things that you say make me glad that I feel this way. When we walk, you like to hold my hand, and when we talk, you tell me I'm your man. You know I love those little things that I in my ear. I know there ain't nobody else like you, no one could do the little things you do.
Little things. Bobby Goldsboro, 99.7 Max FM, celebrated his 83rd birthday on Thursday. Little music history this week in 1960, a three-week run at the number one spot for Johnny Preston and Running Bear.
On the bank of the river stood Running Bear, young Indian brave. On the other side of the river stood his lovely Indian maid. Little white dove was her name, such a lovely sight to see. But their tribes fought with each other, so their love could never be. Running Bear loved little white dove with a love big as the sky. Running Bear loved little white dove that couldn't die. He couldn't swim the raging river, 'cause the river was too wide. He couldn't reach little white dove waiting on the other side. In the moonlight he could see her throwing kisses across the waves. Her little heart was beating faster, waiting there for her brave. Running Bear loved little white dove with a love big as the sky. Running Bear loved little white dove with a love that couldn't die. Running Bear dove in the water, little white dove did the same, and they swam out to each other. Through the swirling stream they came. As their hand touched and their lips met, the raging river pulled them down. Now they'll always be together in that happy hunting ground. Running Bear, love little white dove with a love big as the sky. Running Bear, love little white dove with a love that couldn't die.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, number one for a couple of weeks. In fact, it was 3 weeks at number one, Johnny Preston and Runnin' Bear in 1960. Going up to 1968, a two-week run at the number one spot for John Fred and his Playboy Band in Judy in Disguise with Glasses. 99.7 Max FM, Saturday, the 60s and 70s.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, Judy in Disguise, number one for 2 weeks, this week in 1968. We got a twin spin coming up of Barry Manilow because it was this week in 1975. He scored his first number one with Mandy, and then he scored his second number one in 1976 with I Write the Song, so we'll do them both from Barry here on 99.7 Max FM, Saturday, the 60s and 70s.
You kissed me and stopped me from shaking, and I need
the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, a twin spin from Barry Manilow. His number one hit, I Write the Song. His second number one hit, although he didn't write it, Bruce Johnston wrote that. That was in 1976. And in 1975, his first number one hit with Mandy. So we thought we'd play both from Barry. Hey, coming up Friday night, it is at the Legacy Dinner Theater. And Elvis tribute artist Jimmy Holmes is going to be performing. He's got two shows, one in the afternoon and one in the evening. And I had a chance yesterday to talk with Jimmy and recorded the interview. So we'll break in and talk with Jimmy Holmes, the world champion Elvis tribute artist who will be performing at the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells this coming Friday night. And here's the chat I had yesterday with Jimmy. Jimmy Holmes, an Elvis tribute artist who is appearing coming up in less than a week at the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells. Hi, Jimmy. How you doing today?
I'm doing great, Kevin. Thanks for having me on.
Well, let's let people know what's going on. The Legacy Dinner Theater is opening up, or it's been open, had some great Christmas shows, but now they're getting into some concerts, and you're going to be performing next Friday. And let's get a little information. You're an Elvis tribute artist. Where are you from, Jimmy?
I'm from Indiana, from DeMont, Indiana, actually. It's a small town, but it's probably about an hour south of Chicago.
Okay, so yeah. Close enough to the big city. What got you into becoming an Elvis tribute artist? I mean, I'm sure, you know, growing up, that wasn't what you were first thinking of, right?
Well, so my dad is the one who got me into it. He was a huge Elvis fan, and he introduced me to Elvis music when I was, you know, 4 or 5 years old, or even earlier than that. And he actually was an Elvis tribute artist for a few years too in my youth, so I kind of got to see the industry and, you know, everything about it through him. So then, you know, I guess I was kind of brought up in it.
So the bug sort of hit you back at an early age.
Yeah. First time, you know, listening to Elvis and watching the movies and the concerts and everything, it got me hooked.
How long did it take you to get to the point where you are now? I mean, at what age did you actually think, okay, I'm going to do this and start practicing and actually start performing?
Yeah, so when I was in high school and everything, I was always into music and Elvis and all. But you know, I played my own stuff and I had my own band and stuff. So I was performing, doing that, and then one of these times it was just like, you know, I want to try it. I want to see, because I saw what my dad did, and I knew that, you know, you could do well as an Elvis tribute artist. So I was like, you know what, I want to give it a try. And that was probably, it's probably 4 or 5 years ago now. Yeah, 5 years ago. And then I started practicing and singing and studying and everything. And then, you know, then it just went on from there.
Okay, so what era of Elvis are you performing as? I mean, you know, there's all the different eras, you know, when he first started, and then, mm-hmm. you know, the movies, and then into the 70s area. So what area do you stick with? Or do you know the whole genre?
I mostly do the 70s, the early 70s when he came back, you know, after the 68 comeback, and he was, you know, he was in Las Vegas, and then he started to go out on tour and everything. But, you know, I do the jumpsuit era, but in the show there's a, you know, we do a lot of the early songs too and the movie songs, so we kind of mix it up. But as far as the visual goes, it's like a 1970s Elvis show.
Okay, so yeah, you're wearing all the gold sequin jumpsuits and everything like that.
Yeah, the heavy, comfortable jumpsuits, right?
That is right. So let's talk about the show a little bit, Jimmy. What if somebody's coming out to see you at the Legacy Dinner Theater coming up next Friday night, what are they expecting?
So you can just expect a night full of all the hits from Elvis, and then, you know, maybe some songs you haven't heard in a while. We're going to be doing, you know, two full sets. So we're going to do one set, and then we're going to have an intermission and come back with another set. It's going to be a full backing band, you know, backup singers and keyboardists, you know, all the whole nine yards. So it's going to be a big production. The theater has a fantastic sound system, and the lighting is top notch, and I think you can purchase a meal with your ticket too, and then they provide a full meal with dessert and everything. So it's a full night experience and day experience because we're doing a lunch and dinner show. So it's just something you don't want to miss.
You're right. There are two shows that day. That was a question I was going to ask you: is do you have your own band with this?
Yeah. They'll be a band. I work with different bands, you know, depending where I'm at in the country and then out of the country too. So I've worked with quite a few bands, but I work with these guys who I'm playing with quite a bit, and they do a very good job. So it's going to be a good show.
Talking again with Jimmy Holmes, Elvis tribute artist, who's coming to the Legacy Dinner Theater for two shows coming up next Friday night. Now, that's a question I was going to ask you. You sort of answered it a little bit. You do travel worldwide. You don't just perform here in the United States, correct?
Yeah. All over. Elvis is global.
So what countries have you been to?
So I've been to England, Norway, Australia, Chile, and South America, Canada, Netherlands, Belgium, and this year I'll be going over to Germany for the first time too. So looking forward to that. Yeah.
Okay, so that sounds like that's going to be a lot of fun. About how many shows do you do a year?
It's hard to remember. I think that this past year did quite a bit. I think we did about 65 to 70 shows, I believe.
That's a lot. That's a lot of Elvis songs.
It is.
Well, luckily, he's got a big catalog to pick and choose from. Question with this was that being an Elvis tribute artist, there are plenty of Elvis competitions that are out there for this. Mm-hmm. Have you competed, and have you won any awards for this?
Yeah, there are a lot of the Elvis competitions, and this past year in Memphis in August, I was fortunate enough to win the Images of the King World Championship, which has been going on, I think, since 1987, and it was like the first, you know, Elvis contest, I think, that was being held, and it's every year during Elvis Week, the week of his anniversary of his passing in Memphis. They do it every year, and they have guys come in from all over the world to compete, obviously. So it was cool to win that one. It was cool to be in Memphis and be able to, you know, have that moment. It was very neat.
Now, again, talk with Jimmy Holmes, the Elvis tribute artist, appearing at the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells on Friday night. And you do have a website, too, that people can go to and see some clips and find out more, correct?
Yes. JimmyHolmesETA.com. It'll have all the info and some upcoming scheduled stuff and everything, yeah.
So you people will be able to see a little bit of the show, you know, see what it's like, and come on out and see the full thing coming up on Friday night. Anything that you can tell me to make the audience come out and see you?
I don't know. I mean, if you want to see some, you know, hip shaking and Elvis music, if you love it, you want to relive those memories, or if you just love Elvis, just come on out because it's something that you don't want to miss. That's for sure. We're going to put on a great show for you.
How long did it take you to get the Elvis hip shake down?
A little bit, you know. It's a lot of standing in front of the mirror, you know, and moving around and looking a little stupid at first, but then I think I've gotten it down by now. I hope so.
And do you do the Elvis curl with the lips too, or?
Yeah, the whole thing.
So if they want to see that, they got to come out to the show for all that.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, Jimmy. Well, thank you for taking some time to talk to us again. It's next Friday night. If you want to get tickets for the show or find out any of the other concerts that they have coming up, go to LegacyDinnerTheater.com. That's LegacyDinnerTheater.com, and you'll be able to get tickets for Jimmy's show on Friday. There's an afternoon and an evening show, and then check out the rest of the concert series. Jimmy, I hope it's going to be a great show next Friday night, and we look forward to having you in town.
Yeah, thank you, Kevin. I'm looking forward to it, too.
Okay, again, Jimmy Holmes, a world champion Elvis tribute artist, again, appearing at the Legacy Dinner Theater for two shows this coming Friday night. Go to LegacyDinnerTheater.com for ticket information.
Now, I kept, sorry about that. I kept saying that there was two shows at the nighttime. It's a 2 o'clock show on Friday afternoon and then a 7 o'clock show on Friday night. So it's two shows, one on a Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock, one on Friday evening at 7 o'clock. That's the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells. And to get ticket information on that and to find out their complete concert series, go to LegacyDinnerTheater.com. 7:51. Took you a look at your weather forecast coming up in just a little bit on 99.7 Max FM.
The new Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells is proud to present the Winter Concert Series. With over 20 tribute concerts in January, February, and March, it may be cold outside, but at the Legacy Dinner Theater, things will heat up on Friday, January 26th, when Jimmy Holmes takes the stage with his tribute to Elvis. Jimmy has won numerous awards, including the 2023 Images of the King World Championship. Then, on Saturday, January 27th, straight from the Twin Cities, it's Chase and Ovation, who have been presenting the ultimate tribute to the music of Prince for over 17 years. And coming to the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells in February, their tributes to the best in yacht rock, Jimmy Buffett, Dolly Parton, Tom Petty, Buddy Holly, Boston, Styx, and more. But hurry, tickets are going fast. For the complete listing of over 20 tribute concerts coming to Wisconsin Dells in January, February, and March, check out the Winter Concert Series at LegacyDinnerTheater.com. That's LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
Your experience is our top priority at Backroad Baraboo Motors, where you'll find a top-notch crew that gets the job done right, thorough advisors that explain it all, a free car wash with every visit, and a waiting room where you won't mind the wait. From routine service to major repairs, our certified team is here for you. Backroad Baraboo Motors, proudly servicing all makes and models, just off Highway 136 in Baraboo and online at baraboomotors.com.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise. Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, a high near 12. Wind chills still about 10 to 20 below. For tonight, clear skies, 6 below, and wind chills of 20 below. For Sunday, mostly sunny, a high near 18. Warmer Monday, mostly cloudy, a high near 33. Some rain and snow Tuesday and Tuesday night. A new place to live, stay, shop, or play. Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, 1 below 0.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 7:53 on this National DJ Day. I've been mentioning that. I'm a DJ, so why wouldn't I, right? Well, with mentioning that, I got a note on the text line at 608-355-9970. As Mike and Jessica, some of my great listeners out on the farm that we get requests from every Saturday morning, they say they want to hear a song and dedicate it to our favorite DJ in the whole wide world. I have no idea who they're talking about, though. They want to celebrate with Three Dog Night.
Wait for night to fall. Girl in a dream, sitting on a pillow. This is the night.
Let's go to the celebrity ball.
Satin and lace, isn't it a pity? Didn't find time.
To the music. Celebrate, celebrate, dance to the music.
to the music. Celebrate, celebrate, dance 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 to the music.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden says he wants major changes to U.S. border policy.
We need significant policy changes at the border, including changes in our asylum system to ensure that we have the authorities we need to control the border. And I'm ready to act.
He was speaking to the nation's mayors Friday. Republicans in Congress have said that changes to border policy are required in exchange for any more aid to Israel and Ukraine. New